This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
The impact of meat consumption on chronic illness, pros, cons, and ethical eating insights. Explore the effects of meat consumption on chronic illness, the pros and cons of eating meat, and how plant-based and clean meat options fit into ethical eating. The impact of meat consumption on chronic illness, a casual chat. Hey, have you ever thought about how what we eat, especially meat, can affect our health long-term? I mean, everyone talks about how meat is a great source of protein, but there's more to the story when it comes to chronic illnesses like heart disease, diabetes, and even some types of cancer. Let me break it down a bit. You see, meat consumption, particularly processed and red meat, has been linked in various studies to increased risks of chronic illnesses. Things like coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes pop up more frequently among folks who have high meat intakes compared to those who lean more toward plant-based diets. It's not just about quantity, it's also the quality and types of meat we consume. On the flip side, there are arguments for and against eating meat when it comes to chronic illness. Some experts argue that lean meats and fish, especially when consumed in moderation, provide essential nutrients like vitamin B12, iron, and omega-3 fatty acids that are tougher to get from only plants. But others point out the risks, like saturated fats found in many meat products, which can raise cholesterol and increase heart disease risk. What really complicates this discussion is the growing interest in options like clean meat. That's meat produced via cell culture rather than traditional livestock farming. It's said to potentially reduce harmful compounds found in conventional meat, but it's still a relatively new area, and we're waiting on more long-term studies. Something else worth mentioning here is the role that ethical considerations play. Ever heard of sentiocentrism? It's basically the idea of giving moral consideration to all sentient beings, animals included. People who adopt this viewpoint often rethink their meat consumption, not just because of health, but also because of animal welfare. This ties into the broader movement towards ethical eating, which combines health, environmental, and moral concerns. So what does this all mean for your everyday meal choices? Honestly, it boils down to balance and being informed. You don't have to go full vegetarian or vegan to improve your health. Gradually incorporating more plant-based meals can lower your risk of chronic diseases significantly. And if you're choosing to eat meat, consider where it's coming from and try to minimize processed items. By the way, if you're curious about how these thoughts link up with ethics and nutrition, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great resource that explores the ethical discussion on eating meat alongside health and environmental perspectives. At the end of the day, understanding the impacts of meat on chronic illness helps you make choices that fit your personal values and lifestyle. Whether it's cutting back, switching to plant-based diets, or choosing cleaner meat options, informed decisions are key. Thanks for hanging out and talking about this with me. Next time you're at the grocery store or deciding on dinner, you'll be thinking not just about the taste or convenience, but also about what your body, and maybe even your conscience, needs. Catch you later.